Ameritech Property Management. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've got two dogs crapping on my lawn. One of them is as big as a house.
Ameritech Property Management.
Okay, so my house smells like something out of a horror movie. It's like something
died. You guys sent me a violation notice in the mail. It says my lawn is unsightly. What the hell does that mean?
If you guys think that you're going to take my house, you got another thing coming. You're going to put a lien on my house for $20?
That's right. Everything you ever wanted to know about condominium living or deed-restricted communities. Good afternoon and welcome to the Ameritech Connection radio talk show on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Do you live in a condo or deed-restricted community? Do you have issues concerning the do's and the don'ts in your community? Have you been getting into trouble with your community association or management company? Got questions but just can't get the answers? Well, we cover it all and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Hi, I'm Mike Perez, the CEO of Ameritech Property Management and your host for the Ameritech Connection. And sitting right next to me is my co-host, the beautiful and talented Miss Sharon Van Winkle. Sharon is also the Director of Marketing for Ameritech Property Management and has over 10 years of experience dealing with these, at times, very difficult situations. So with that in mind and without further ado, here's Sharon.
Thanks, Mike. We have an exciting one-hour show for you here today, so please keep listening and call us with your questions because we have all the answers. The local number is 727-441-3000. That is 727-441-3000. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-826-1340. Again, that's 1-866-826-1340. Did you know that Ameritech Property Management manages over 25,000 homes in the Tampa Bay area? And that means we have a lot of experience dealing with a lot of different issues. We've been managing condominium and deed-restricted communities for over 20 years, and now we've decided to host our own radio talk show to discuss and educate you, our listeners, on the do's and the don'ts regarding community living. Oh yeah, not to mention the crazy and off-the-wall stories you're hearing only on the Ameritech Connection radio talk show.
Good afternoon, folks. We have two very interesting guests here today and a great friend for almost 20 years. And now we're going to deviate just a little bit from our regular topics. We're going to talk about something really, really, really good. I think Ed Sullivan said that, if I'm not mistaken. Our guest today is a famous entertainer and a legend when it comes to entertaining folks and writing songs. His last hit song made the top 10 for 12 weeks. It's called Make America Great Again. Tommy, give me a little bit of that. That and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Isn't that right, Sharon?
That's right, Mike. And our guests really are interesting today. Bobby Palermo, a great entertainer who's famous for being a Neil Diamond impersonator. And we're saying again, a wonderful entertainer. And with him is his beautiful wife, Valerie, who collaborates with him on some of his original songs. So welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, we're glad to have you guys.
So
how you doing, Val?
How you doing, Valerie?
Thank you, Sharon.
Great. All right. To be here. She's way in the background.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get a little closer.
Yeah, you got to share. Great to share, Bobby.
All right.
All right. So I'm just excited to get right into this. So let's just start with, how did you get started in the business?
Well, when I was 11 years old, my mother when I was born, she played the radio while I was in her stomach. So I guess that helped.
So you came out feet
singing.
First, right?
Singing. Instead of crying, you were singing.
I came out singing Willie Nelson.
Feet first with the feet
all
going.
All the girls I've loved before. So I had to get off that quick. So she said, could you play the accordion for me? I love that. So anything for my mom was awesome.
Of course.
So I was 11 years old. I weighed about 60 pounds. I was very thin. And my accordion was 80 pounds.
Oh.
So I used to have to stand in the corner and practice for 4 hours a night.
Oh, my God. You got real strong in the legs, right?
Oh, my. I used to hand wrestle everybody. Those bellows that kill you.
That's right.
Well, I gained real quick. I gained weight quick. And so I did that for a little while. Then through high school, elementary school, actually, and my dad used to play guitar.
Right.
And he says, Bobby, let's go play for the nuns in our church.
Oh,
so we
okay.
went down there. And all the nuns and priests were there. It was a little party for them. And they asked my dad to come and perform. And he loved country music. But he was a sweet man, not vulgar or anything, but he just sang the songs that he loved.
Oh, wow.
So, I like that.
So really, it's been in your family then, you know?
Yeah, he was. He wasn't into music other than just a hobby.
Right.
So we went down there, and I said, okay, Dad, let's get going. At that time, I was only maybe 7 or 8 years old,
right,
just before the accordion. And we started singing. I harmonized at that age. He taught me how to harmonize.
Oh, wow.
And the nuns were all sitting there, and the priests, and they were ready for us to sing. And my dad went on, and his first song was, cigarettes and whiskey and wild,
oh,
wild.
No.
They drive me crazy. They drive me insane. Well, the priests dropped their collars. The nuns fell with heads pieces fell off.
Right.
I wasn't so embarrassed. But later on in life, I said, oh, my God, did we really do that? So I think we were excommunicated that night.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, but I'm sure it was all the priests and the nuns probably said, oh, wow, what a great voice,
no,
right?
Because
you inherited that voice. I mean, you got a wonderful voice.
Yeah, you have a wonderful voice.
What other instruments did you play? I mean, I know played the...
Well, a little later on after guitar, after the accordion, I wanted to get a little more cool. And I thought I'd get into a lead guitar.
Oh, wow.
So this is a fun story if you got time.
Sure.
I'm playing lead guitar, and I'm copying Chuck Berry on the radio.
Mm.
Everything he did, I'm copying, because I can't read music. I couldn't read music with the accordion. I just did it all by ear. For some reason, I did it. And I'm playing guitar. Finally, I decided that I had merit enough to join a band.
Right.
So I got a drummer, accordion player, and myself, and we were called Bobby and the Curfews, because we all had to be in at 10 o'clock.
So that's a great name, Bobby and the Curfews, because you had 10 o'clock curfew. That's interesting.
And all the real bands could stay out until 12, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So anyway,
a fake band then?
Yes, a fake band. I'm watching CNN too much.
A fake band with a great voice, right?
Well, thank you. Yeah. Anyway, my first job was at a strip joint.
You're
and
kidding
they,
me.
They needed a
You're
band.
A religious
and how
man.
Old were you?
They needed a band, and I was 16.
Oh, wow.
So I went in there, and we had to play between the strippers. So, I mean, it's my first job. I mean, I have to start somewhere.
So did you swing around the pole a few times?
No, they did. So there was about a seven-piece band, and there was this man who was the lead singer, and he asked me to join the band because they needed a guitar player, and they thought I had merit. I played lead guitar, so I would stand on top of the baby grand piano, put the guitar over my head backwards, and play upside down. So he really liked it. So he really loved that. So all of a sudden, one of the strippers came up and wanted to date me. So thank God I said, Dad, you got to come to my opening night.
This is before you met Val, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. I was
16. Oh, yeah. He was 16 at the time.
Val wasn't born then yet. She wasn't even a sparkle in the eye.
Oh, really?
So my dad and mom came in to watch me perform for the first night. When they saw where I was at, they had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
And they wanted to pull me out.
Did it pay good?
Oh, I think I got $25.
Oh, wow.
I got $25. And that was better than the paper route, you know?
And a lot more interesting.
Interesting. Absolutely.
And the visuals, you know.
The visuals.
They're still with you.
I had to wear sunglasses. Actually, they didn't come on while we were in the room. We played their intermission stuff like that. But
okay.
I never really watched
them. Well, now
or saw
I can
them.
Envision that then. Yeah. I was trying to picture you going in between the poles.
I wasn't allowed to.
I don't know. My mind wasn't.
I was watching you swing around the poles.
Yeah,
there,
I was picturing the stage rotation.
I mean, I've seen you perform. You've swung on a few poles before,
my
you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's Valerie's job.
Right, Valerie? Well, you've seen him, Valerie. I mean, come on.
He's quite energetic.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. That's good.
Absolutely.
That's good.
So, anyway, the stripper or waitress, actually, it was a waitress. She came up and tried to date me. And her boyfriend, now she must have been 21, 22. Her boyfriend must have been 30. He came over and wanted to beat me up. I'm a little skinny 16-year-old kid. I didn't want to date her or do anything. I had a girlfriend. I just wanted to play in the band.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So my father stepped in and grabbed them by the throat and said, don't you even look at my son. My dad was a cop. So,
good. Good
so,
for you.
So anyway, at the end of that show, he pulled me out of the room. That's the last time I played there.
Yeah, that was it.
Once again, saved by a police officer.
Right.
That's good. So where are you from then, Bobby?
I was born in Brooklyn, raised in partly in Massachusetts.
And well, I don't hear the Massachusetts.
Not at all.
I used to park the car in the garage.
The car.
The first time I was in New York, I had a lot of coffee. So I had to switch the... you know, being on the road forever, you lose your accent. Some of it.
Oh, yes, you know. Absolutely.
So then I moved to Providence. My dad opened up a pizzeria, which was phenomenal, and he was very recognized by, I like the Bragg family.
Oh, I love pizza. Did he make some really good pizza?
He was wonderful. The water in Rhode Island and Connecticut is awesome.
All right.
They say that that's why we don't get really good New York-style pizza
and
in some, Florida. Is
some
that true?
Some pizza places here, they import water.
I
they
heard
ship
that.
The water?
I
really?
Wasn't sure if that was true or not.
Well, to our opinion, it is. You know, mm-hmm. it might not be to others, but
it's really about
opinion,
the water.
When yeah, my dad moved to Colorado and started making pizza just for the family, and never came out.
Oh my God!
And Colorado water, you know, so
oh,
there's
yeah.
something in
Colorado
in the,
Springs,
something in the water of Rhode Island and Connecticut.
Wow!
You know, so anyway, I moved to Providence, and then I got into a better band. And we started doing...
No more curfew, right?
No more. Well, a little later. We started playing record hops and with all the DJs. And we got... It was still the same name.
Right.
But we got more well-known in amusement parks
oh,
and
okay.
Palladium ballrooms and stuff like that.
So what were some of your biggest gigs? I mean, I know you've sang everywhere. I mean, but tell us a little bit about
well,
some of
the... Well, I played in the strip joint, which was 25 people.
Well, that was a big gig.
That was one of my
that
big
was a big
ones.
Gig
All
for
men.
You at 16, right?
Yes, it was. And I kind of advanced a little bit to Norman Schwarzkopf coming home from the Persian Gulf War at 250,000.
Oh, wow.
Singing America while... America by Neil Diamond.
Right.
As the jets flew over.
Oh, that was pretty cool, I bet.
It was so cool.
Breathtaking, yeah. memorable. Yeah. Wow.
It was so cool. I was so thrilled.
Wow. So your first band, again, called the Bobby and the Curfews. So can you tell us what kind of music that was? Or
we did all the 50s.
All the 50s,
that was
okay. 50,
yeah, around 59, 60, that area. 58, 57 uh-huh. maybe. And yeah, we did, you know, Chuck Berry or Buddy Holly.
Do you ever do any of that music today?
Oh, I do a lot of 50s and 60s. Okay. I mean, my...
Well, you do some great Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and all that stuff, right?
My range would be from the 40s.
Okay.
Until, I would say until the 80s.
Okay.
And then I dropped out of listening to a lot of the stuff after that.
Right.
Because I had so much material and I've practiced so much. I just didn't feel like getting into... You know, a lot of new stuff. I would pick stuff up that's really heavy on the charts from the uh-huh. 80s or the 90s.
Right.
But people that I entertained were a little older uh-huh. than they would receive the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s.
Right.
A lot greater. So,
right.
you know, Barry Manilow, Kenny Rogers.
Well, you know, no matter,
still loved Elvis
no matter your
that.
Age, you still want to look back. You still want to hear that music from the 40s
oh, yeah.
and
oh, yeah.
the 50s because that was real music back
yeah.
then.
No, right. if I perform now, I do everything from the 40s up to the 70s,
Well, you 80s. Do a little rap, too, don't you?
No.
Come on. I know you can do Pitbull.
I do Japanese rap.
let me hear a little Japanese rap.
Oh, sushi. Oh, sayonara. Oh, yakadu.
Now, Las Vegas was big for you. I mean, you were in Vegas for many years. Tell us a little bit about your success in Vegas.
Well, I'll tell you how I started. I moved to Florida. I performed at the Fort Harrison Hotel,
oh.
which is now called the Scientology Building.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful
yeah.
hotel in 1973.
And it wasn't owned by Scientology
no,
at that time.
No, it was
right.
not. And I performed there for 4 weeks. My agent put me there, and... I was a single at that time. I went into, I forgot to tell you, I went from the guitar into keyboards.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And
which you're a fabulous keyboard player. I just want to say that. I mean, no, you really are.
Yeah, yes.
What happened is, between the guitar and the keyboard, I went into service, and I went to Vietnam. I was in Vietnam. I did a tour there in Vietnam. And
well, thank you first.
Yeah, thank
you
for your
service.
I mean, absolutely.
Thank you. And you're welcome. But my mom was waiting for me to get home, and she bought an organ for me. And she said, Bobby, when I came home on that Christmas Eve, she had the organ waiting for me, and I got sat down and played Ave Maria. I never played the organ in my life.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So that's what I used to go on the road with. So I'll get back to that a little bit later.
Right.
But, so I started on the keyboards. And what was your question? That
Well, you know, basically your success in Vegas. I mean,
oh, yeah.
you know, you've done
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of stuff in Vegas.
Okay.
And you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I went to Vegas... To see a show. I went to Legends in Concert, which are the A group of all impersonators in the country.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you have to, out of 1,000, one gets picked.
Right.
So I'm sitting in the audience with my glasses on and short hair. And I get tapped on the shoulder saying, do you do Neil Diamond? I said, excuse me? well, you look something like, I says, well, yeah, I sing some Neil Diamond stuff, because I was in Clearwater, Florida at the Ramada Inn doing, they called me the Florida's Neil Diamond.
Yeah, they still do.
Yeah. So I went to the Vegas and they said, you knew? I said, well, yeah. I said, could you audition for us? I said, okay. So in the between the two shows, they have an intermission. I put the clothes on for the Neil Diamond that was there in Legends. They only had one. They needed another one. So I put his clothes on, which was way too big for me. And I got out there, and all the band, the dancers, the showgirls, they were all dressed in Make America costumes, or America costumes.
Right, right, uh-huh. Right. Which is Neil Diamond's theme.
Right.
Right.
And I went out there, and I did Love on the Rocks. I went, Love on the Rocks, ain't no surprise. Pour me a drink, and I'll tell you some lies. And they said, stop. I said, oh, I'm history. I'm going to go back to my seat. Okay, they said, no. I want you to do America. Because they're all dressed. They want to come out. And this is all video. We're going to shop you. I said, well, come to America today. So he made me sing the whole song. They videoed it. I got off the stage. He said, you're hired. You're going to South Africa in 2 weeks.
Talk about being in the right place at the right time.
You do sound like Neil Diamond, though.
Yes,
I mean,
you do.
Before he come and tap me on the shoulder, I had to go to the bathroom, but I decided not to.
See? Oh, you're
so
funny.
I went right after that.
So you were a little higher pitched, though, because he had to go, right?
Yes, a little
higher. So tell us how you became the number one Neil Diamond impersonator in the world.
Well, that's not by me, but a lot of my fans, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But the real truth was the producer, John Stewart of Legends, he said, you're our number one Neil Diamond impersonator. And also by Rose Diamond, Neil Diamond's mother. Told me I was the best she's ever heard to her son.
Well, you tell us the story.
The biggest compliment ever.
You have time for that?
Yeah, we have time for that. Tell us that story.
All right, I'm performing in Boca Raton at the Century Villages.
Mm-hmm.
There's four of them, and they have four shows going on a night. And one would be Pat Cooper, that you might remember. One might be Bobby Vinton, or one might be myself. So I'm performing, and all of a sudden, I'm backstage putting makeup on. Had all my costume, everything ready to go out to do a show in front of an orchestra. And I hear in the dressing room, ladies and gentlemen, there's someone very special to hear, Bobby Palermo. They're here. I'm going, oh, my God, please, Neil Diamond, don't come. Oh, don't be out in the audience. Oh, my. And now I'm freaking out, right? He said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Neil Diamond's mother, Rose. That was twice as bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So I'm
her son's biggest fan.
Oh. Yeah. So now I get out there. I did seven songs, and she had her arms crossed because they showed me where she was sitting. She was about 20 rows up. Her arms were crossed. She wasn't smiling, and she never clapped. I said, that's it. I'm going back to do Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Or Sinatra, whatever. So all of a sudden, at the seventh, the eighth song, Forever in Blue Jeans, which her favorite song that her son wrote, she stood up in front of the whole audience before they stood, and she went, bravo. You scared me. I thought you were my son.
Oh.
Oh, that's a compliment.
She came up after the show and she says, Bobby, you are just fantastic. I've heard a lot of impersonators. You're the best I've ever heard.
Yeah. Oh,
and
wow.
Another thing, I love your own music that you sang in the show.
Right. Oh, wow.
Well, that's great.
That's huge.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So I was so proud and so thankful. The Lord blessed me to have that opportunity to meet someone who was... You know, would honor me like that.
Well, especially Neil Diamond's mother.
That's what I mean.
You know, my goodness.
So you, along with your wife, Valerie, wrote a song, Make America Great Again. So,
Tommy, let's play
a little bit of that,
Make
please.
America Great Again. Listen to this.
So, all right, go ahead.
So tell us about that. I mean, how'd you guys come up with that? I mean, that is absolutely a beautiful song. I know, Val,
it really is.
You had some input in this.
Both
in fact,
of
you guys
kind of
worked together writing these
I'm
songs.
I'm going to tell you the honest, true story now. We're watching TV. We're flipping channels. We very seldom watch news. We hate to watch the news because we don't like...
Depressing.
Depressing. So all of a sudden, this man comes on that we heard of. We've never knew who he was. We knew he had a show on TV. Donald Trump. So we never watched his show and never knew who he was. And he said, I'm going to make America great again. We said, what? So I said, shut the TV off. because I had a flash.
Yeah.
We went in the studio in our office in our home.
Which you have your own studio in your house, right, which is kind of cool.
And I said, Val, what do you think we write something? Make America Great Again. Because I think I like what that man said. Not that I'm going to vote for him or not vote for him. That was not in our mind.
Right.
What I like was, I remember America being the way I thought it was. It's not the same as I thought it used to be or should be.
Right.
So I said, I think this is an opportunity to let everyone know that I think that America should be better.
Right.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. That was Bobby's first thought. He turned the TV off right away, and I said, what are you doing? He says, I want to write this song. I want to write this song for the country. That's exactly how it happened.
It's a beautiful song.
It is beautiful.
Now, you wrote another song, and I know, you know, Bobby, you're a strong, and so are we. You're a strong advocate for our men and women in uniform, you know, our veterans, our police officers, our fire departments, you know, everybody that goes out there on the line for us. And you wrote this amazing song, and we're going to just hear a little bit of it, and it's about its heroes. 15 seconds. Give us 15 seconds of that.
You are heroes through and through in everything you do. Because of you, we remain safe and free.
So tell us, Val, what's all that about, man? Yeah. I mean, that is just a gorgeous song.
Well, the two of us, I mean, collaborated as well. And we were tired. We were tired of people, you know, homing in on the police and they're wrong. They're this. They're bad. They're, you know, we don't want anarchy is just like anybody else doesn't want it. I mean, it was so horrible. So he says, we got to write music. We have to get the awareness out there to this stigma that's been plaguing our dedicated people of this nation. And he says, let's do it through our music. Let's write a song together. So we did, and we want to share it. We want it to be heard. We want the law enforcement officers, the all the people who help, all the dedicated people of our country. We want
our
them to
know. Our firefighters, our military, our first responders, especially in Vegas. Look what, and even the heroes that are civilians.
Yeah.
Right. We honor them for what they've done in Vegas to
absolutely.
Help people.
Well, and they have not obviously been getting a fair shake, especially at this political environment. So. You know, and I totally agree with you guys. I mean, as you know,
absolutely.
we put out a publication that respects and honors law enforcement.
That's awesome.
And next year, we're putting out a publication on our firefighters and our first responders.
And I might add that this year's the publication for the men and women in uniform honoring them. We have the Officers Down memorial pages, and I think it's sad, but there's about 7 or 8 pages dedicated to that. So
beautiful.
We're really proud of our men and women in uniform, so thank them for their service.
We've met some people, and they're doing something in Arizona with a wall they're going to build for the fallen heroes of our police department.
Oh.
And I think they're going to put this song as a hook going through there on and on to honor them.
Well, that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, that's so good.
It hasn't happened yet, but they're working on it right now. Right.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, folks. Keep listening. We will be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
America, home of the brave and free. We'll not give up this country that easily. America, the land that we'll defend. Let's join and make America. Some look at us as if we're weak. The sleeping giant just woke up. We're on our feet. We still believe in the American dream, and it's something we demand. There's no other place on earth that's greater.
Do you serve on the board of a condominium association? Or how about a homeowners association? Here's a well-known fact. Page & Company are probably the best accounting firm for community associations. With over 18 years of experience specializing in audits, reviews, compilations, and tax returns, you must get a quote from Page & Company for your association's financial reporting requirements. So give Page & Company Certified Public Accountants a call at 727-726-2785. Get the personal service you deserve.
Don't stress it. Call Innovative Roofing. We handle all projects from minor repairs to re-roofing, as well as new installations. We pride ourselves for both quality and reliability, working hard to build lasting relationships with our clients. Innovative Roofing, building a reputation for being a company who makes a difference. Give us a call today, 813-909-0400. Again, that number is 813-909-0400.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ameritech Connection. And for those of you just tuning in, our guest today is Bobby Palermo and his lovely wife, Valerie. And it's all about our heroes through and through. So we're going to play the full version of Bobby's hit song, Heroes Through and Through. Go ahead.
And we can't give up on you.
Wow. Just fantastic.
What a song, Bobby.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Should be proud. Tommy, I know that we have a couple callers, so we need to get to them. Debbie. Hi, Debbie. You've reached the Ameritech Connection. What's your question this evening?
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Very good. I was just wondering if Bobby has ever met Neil Diamond.
Hi, Debbie. I have never met Neil Diamond, but I was honored to meet his mother.
That's super. Yes, I did hear you say that. I have a second part to my question, if you have some time.
Go ahead.
Did you impersonate him early on in your career or a little bit later on?
Well, I never started impersonating him until I went to Las Vegas. I was just singing Neil Diamond songs in my nightclubs or restaurants or shows that I did. And as I got to Legends in Las Vegas and they asked me to try to do him, that's when I started impersonating him full time.
Now, you did a little Tom Jones too, right? No?
I did about 8 different people.
You did about 8? Let's hear a little Tom Jones from you.
Oh, God, that's hard. Right? I haven't done him in such a long time. But I only impersonated Neil Diamond, but I did stylist by a few different people.
Right.
Can you dance like him?
No. My wife is a ballroom dancer. She can dance.
Debbie, I hope we answered your question there.
You did. Thank you so much.
All right.
Sweet Caroline, before you send for
Little time. Sweet Caroline, go ahead.
Sweet Caroline, good time never seems so good. So good, so good.
So good.
Where are you guys?
We're supposed to say that.
I did it so good.
Debbie did it. Thank you, Debbie.
You betcha. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Debbie. Have a great evening.
All right, Tommy, let's go to another question.
Hi, Kimberly.
Welcome to the Ameritech Connection, Kimberly. You're on the air live with Bobby Palermo. What's your question?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly.
Do you have your own band, and how long have they been with you?
Well, I really don't have a band now. I do shows all by myself. I would hire an orchestra or a band if I do a big concert. But if I'm by myself, I perform keyboard, and I perform singly.
Oh.
Which you do pretty good.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
Because my parents actually used to dance to your music that I just found out.
Uh-huh.
And they want to know how they find your song, Lifetime Guarantee.
Oh, wow.
That's a question my mom and dad wants to ask you.
If you can give your information to Michael and Sharon on their radio show here, give their information or somehow give your address to them. I'll be glad to send you a copy.
Sing us a little song on that one. I don't remember that
one. That's amazing because my parents, they know that you wrote that. And
yes, I did. That's many, many years ago. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well,
I don't even remember how it goes.
That long ago.
But the song related to people thought it was about a couple. Couples would come in the Ramada Inn and ask for it. Like every time a couple came in, I had to sing it 10 times a night. And they would come in and say, could you play Lifetime Guarantee? Because it's about us. My wife is my lifetime guarantee, which was wonderful. But actually, I wrote it for God, that He is my lifetime guarantee and my only lifetime guarantee.
Wow.
That's
so
amazing.
You don't remember any of it? Just a little bit?
Oh, my God. I just had the other songs in my head. My gosh.
Yeah, that's okay.
But you get your information out to the people here, and I will send you a copy free.
I really appreciate that very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in, Kimberly. All right. We've got another caller on the line, Tommy. All right, Misty. Hi. This is Ameritech Connection. What's your question for Bobby?
Hi. I'd like to ask Bobby, what was it like trying to become a hit singer in the 60s? Was it hard?
I bet.
Without drugs, yes, it was. Very, very difficult. It was, you know, when I performed, I was performing all over the country, and I performed in many different bands. I performed with trios and orchestras, and I would honestly say 75% of them were drugged. They really were, and they didn't last very long. They would last 5 or 6 years. I was so blessed to not get into drinking or drugs. And I think that's what kept me alive through the whole era. I mean, I know there are a lot of them that were on that got off it, so I'm not going to badmouth anyone, but it was just really tough performing in bands where they all go out and smoke or do this or that, and I stayed inside. So it was sure. really tough.
Yeah, but what you did is not only are you a great singer, but you're a really good entertainer too. I mean, you get up there and you entertain the entire audience. I mean, I've known you for 20 years, Bobby. I mean, you do a great Willie Nelson and the China Guy. I mean, you got to do a little bit of that.
I love the
right
Willie
now.
Nelson.
Yeah.
All the girls I've loved before travel in and out my door. You know, entertaining.
That is good. You know?
I've learned.
You have to get the visual on that.
I have to tell you, people would come up after Bobby's show and tell me their cheeks hurt from laughing and smiling the whole time.
I would love to embarrass people in a nice way. Valerie might be in the back of the audience. It might be 500 seats, and there'll be a lady sitting next to her. Tell once in a while what happens. And she has to go to the bathroom.
And she holds it, right?
Well, yeah. If they're sitting next to me, and it's happened many times, they always ask me, when is he going to take a break? And I said, gee, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, he's got a douchebag between his legs, no?
Michael.
Well, it was for her. And I said, well, why? I'm not sure. She says, well, I don't want to get up and run to the ladies' room because he'll see me. And he'll say something or he'll make everybody laugh.
You used to crack on me every time I had to go to the bathroom, but I couldn't hold it as long as you can. I mean, I don't know how you do it. I mean, I think that's what gives you vocals, right?
Yes.
He doesn't drink any water for probably, he's dehydrated when he's up there.
Oh, absolutely. I drink nothing. Right?
But that was the joke. Everybody thought you had something underneath the pan.
That's right.
You remember?
Right, and I didn't go to the bathroom. I had a tube with a bottle.
Did you?
And I could go while I was singing. Love on the rocks. Oh, no surprise. I'm sorry, I'm entertaining. I don't mean to. Anyway, she'd get up and go to the bathroom, and I'd have 500 people stand as she comes out of the bathroom door and give her a standing ovation.
I know, you used to do that all the
Boy,
time.
Boy, were they embarrassed, but they loved it, you know.
Well, are you still on the air there? Is it, who is it, Kathy that was on the
air? No, Misty.
Misty, you still there?
Yes,
look
I am.
At me.
Okay, well,
all the stories.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. We forgot you're on the line. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, we hope we answered all your questions, Misty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great night.
Tommy, we got another one on the air? Or on, that's
no,
it. We're done.
All,
okay,
we're
good.
Can I say one thing
yes,
as well?
Of course.
You know, Bobby entertains as well, as we talked about, and sings many different songs of other artists, but Bobby sings and writes a lot of his own music and people.
That's what I love
as,
about him.
Misty, I think it was, or who wanted your lifetime guarantee?
No, Kimberly.
Or Kimberly.
Yeah.
You know, people still ask him, you know, for his original music. He's been writing for many, many years.
Well, how many songs have you written? I mean, hundreds, right?
Oh, hundreds and hundreds.
Now, you told me a story one time ago about when you were playing for Disney Cruise Lines.
Oh.
And how you used to get up there and wow the audience to such an extent that they sent you to Hawaii? Or where did they send you to?
Well,
tell us that story.
What happened in Las Vegas when they asked me to go to South Africa? I decided to say, yes, I'm going. So they offered me so much money, and I said, you got it. So I went back to Florida, and the next week I called my producer and says, guess what? I can't make South Africa. He says, what? I just booked you there. I said, I'm performing at Ruth Eckert Hall. This is the first time I've ever performed at Ruth Eckert Hall. Usually top artists perform there.
Right.
A local doesn't do that. And they sold out Ruth Eckert for my show.
Oh, so amazing.
And they've been doing this for a month, so I couldn't go to South Africa. So he didn't call me for 1 year. He was so mad I didn't take the job. A year later, he calls me and says, I want you to go to the cruise ships. I said, oh, I'm glad you called me again. Now, the cruise ships was a beginning for a legend, to see how they do before they put you in the major, major shows.
Right.
But all in all, the cruise ship people were the same as any big show.
Right.
So I would entertain the same in either area. Well, they had another group on there. We had many. We would have like Diana Ross, Streisand, Neil Diamond, Elvis.
These are all impersonators.
Yeah, we might have five or six, the Blues Brothers and so forth. Right. And there was a group on there, which I won't mention who it was. They were really mad at me because they said I wasn't doing a true Neil Diamond. Because I thought I'd put a little Bobby Palermo into the Neil Diamond to get it a little.
To make it your own.
Yeah, make it my own. Not that Neil Diamond needed help. Of course he didn't. But I thought I'd make it my own style, too. And I'd get all the kids, when I did Coming to America, my finale, I'd get all the kids on their Disney ship. There might be 50, 60, 70 kids in the audience We had more than one show.
Right.
So we'd fill up two or three shows. And I brought them all up on the stage, and they were on the floor and on the stage, and they're packed. And they were all doing the Neil Diamond movements that I showed them how to do while I was doing it. And the parents would come up after the show and say, you made my kids so happy. So one of the groups wasn't happy anymore because they used to lead the whole show there.
Right.
And I didn't try to do that to break into their thing. I just tried to do the best I could.
You're just doing your job, right.
So I get a phone call from my producer. Boy, I'm hearing all this stuff, Bobby, about you doing all this stuff. And you know, the guys are really upset, but I love you. Keep doing it. But now I've got to send you to Hawaii because our other Neil Diamond has to do something else. We want to put you in Hawaii. So I went to the Aloha Theater on Waikiki Beach, 1,000 seats. I was so frustrated. And I sang with Paul Revere's wife, Sydney.
Oh, wow.
She did a Marilyn Monroe impersonation.
Uh-huh. Did you ever get a chance to meet Bob? Was it Bob?
A couple of people. Bob Hope.
Bob Hope was one of them.
Diana Ross.
And who sung Tiny Bubbles? Don Ho, right?
No, I never met Tiny Don Ho.
Tiny Don Hall.
Well, you know, Bobby, you've had hundreds of gigs. You've been all over the world. Can you tell us some of the guests, some of the people that you have met, some great people?
I've been with Rich Little, Vince Gill, Bob Hope, Frankie Avalon, Fabian, Bobby Rydell, Diana Ross, Connie Francis. That was a funny story. I had to take Connie Francis. I met her. We went, did some stuff, and I said, I'll take you to the airport because she had to leave. And I had a brand new Lincoln. Actually, it was a year old. It was brand new to me.
Right, right.
And
only had 15,000 miles on it.
Only had 180,000 on it. It was wonderful. So I had all white leather seats.
Oh.
And we're driving to the airport, and Connie Francis had all these studs on her pants. And as she got out of the car, you heard,
rip.
Oh, and there goes my seats. But I never told her, but she's a lovely lady. She was so wonderful. And a couple people, yeah.
All right, that's all right. Interesting.
One
Thank
of my
you
favorite
for that.
People was Vince Gill.
Vince Gill. I heard he was a
I
great
like
guy.
Him. He down is. I've
earth,
seen him in
honorable, concert. Honest, down-to-earth, lovely man. Lovely man. Well, most people that I met that were nice, but Vince Gill was the greatest.
Right.
Wow. All right, folks. We're going to take a quick 2-minute commercial break. We're going to be right back with more interesting stories.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Pasco Towing is your go-to towing service that extends far beyond Pasco County. We provide fast, affordable, 24-hour towing service for all your transportation needs. Local and long-distance towing, collision towing, exotic cars, motorcycles, trucks, and RVs. Pasco Towing is your go-to towing service. Call us at 727-849-1651. Again, that number is 727-849-1651. Or visit us at PascoTowingInc.com.
Hey, Frank, thanks for inviting us to the pool party.
Hey. What is that?
Oh, my pool? Yeah, I'm going for a natural Florida wildlife kind of thing.
Frank, no, man, you gotta call Gulfside Pools.
Daddy, watch me.
Jimmy, stop playing on that alligator.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Frank, it's bad. Gulfside does pool cleaning and repairs for commercial or residential. With over 50 years experience, they'll make your pool look, well, like a pool again. Call 813-626-3539. 813-626-3539. Or go to their website, gulfsidepools.com.
When you need legal help, you want a lawyer you can trust, someone with experience, knowledge, wisdom, and compassion. At Pilk & Associates, we pride ourselves at providing you with the personal attention and consideration your legal issues deserve. We can help plan long-term goals for your family or your business and handle unexpected legal issues that arise suddenly. We're a full-service law firm with nearly 3 decades of legal experience. We are dedicated to serving your legal needs. Please call for a free consultation
at 813-759-3285 or feel free to email us at law@pilka.com. We look forward to serving your legal needs.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Ameritech Connection. And for those of you just tuning in, our guest today is Mr. Bobby Palermo and his lovely wife, Valerie.
So, Bobby, tell us, Who is, and I know you tell us all the time, but we want to hear it on the air live, who is the love of your life? And don't tell me it's Trump.
President Trump.
Who's the love of your life?
Willie Nelson.
No, that's not.
All the girls have love. Oh, the love of my life that I prayed for so many, many, many years is Valerie, my wife.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, well, I won't go into how it happened, but she's the love of my life.
Well, I it shows. It really does. And you've written many songs for her. So, Tommy, can you play a little bit here for us, one of his
play
songs?
Play a little verse of Bring the Best Out of Me.
Bring the Best Out
bring
of Me.
Bring out
right.
The best in me. And that's
now, you wrote this for your lovely wife.
Yes.
How long ago?
15 years ago.
15 years ago.
Okay, let's hear a little song. I mean, sing a little bit to her. Come on. You can do that. Do it for us live.
I know it's true. You bring out the best in me. She did. She brought out the best in me.
And she still is.
Yes, she
is.
And I remember when you guys first met, you were supposed to give her a kiss.
Really, I'm trying to, but you're talking to
me. I mean, come on. That's better. Now, and I remember when you guys first met. 15 years ago.
Yep.
So that was at Palermo's restaurant.
Valerie, yeah, I remember that restaurant.
She walked into my restaurant with her dance club. They do ballroom dancing. And I looked at her and just my socks blew off. Good thing I had boots on because they anyway. And I just looked at her. I didn't say anything. And all of a sudden, she came in another time with her dance group. And she walked up and said, did you write that song? Let me take you back in time. And I said, yes. She said, God, that fits me so much. And I said, well, it fits me as well. So I won't even go into what the details were. But I said, what's your name? She said, Valerie. So a month later, she came in and she walked in. I said, hi, Valerie. She says, God, he remembered my name.
I couldn't believe he remembered my name. I was there once.
So you guys met at his restaurant, but he had the eye for you right from the beginning.
It was love at first sight.
We met at his restaurant, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
But he really, really, I was just in heaven listening to him sing up there and watching him. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
But it wasn't my singing that Valerie loved. You know, it's a man's personality, how he...
I know, Bobby. You got a great personality.
No, I mean, how he treats people, the audience.
That's right.
How his motive, his movements and so forth. I mean, she loved my music and stuff, but she realized that I was for her.
Well, you were genuine.
Can't forget his cooking. That's what really got me.
I know. He won't invite me over for dinner, though, and he says he's such a good cook.
I wanted to invite you over, but the kids just bought a house, and they live with us while they're wallpapering and painting, so I couldn't get you over with a screaming baby.
Right,
so now they left to their own house. Now you can come over.
Right. You also wrote a song which tells me and really shows me how patriotic of an individual you are. You're a Vietnam vet. Yeah. Thank you so much for your service. And you love this great nation of ours. And we're going to do a little short verse, Tommy. We're praying. America, we're praying for you. Let's do 15 seconds of it. Now, Bobby, that's a beautiful song, like many of your songs are.
Yes.
How'd you come up with that song?
Well, the Persian Gulf War started, and I decided to, you know, I know what it's like being in war, being in Vietnam, and I was just praying for those troops to get done quick and get home.
Yeah.
So I wrote that, and I just prayed for them to come home. And 3 months after the song was all over the radio, they came home.
Right.
So the song never went anywhere, really.
So somebody was listening then.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Unanswered prayers, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I was so proud that they came home and I didn't care where the song went.
Right.
As long as they can. That's the reason we wrote it.
Yeah, I know you're big into country music. How many songs have you actually written and do you have any new ones?
I love country. That's my favorite music. That's what my father taught me. You know, cigarettes and whiskey and wild women and stuff. And
Wild Women, you're a religious man. What are you talking about, Wild Women?
Well, that's,
and playing
it's
the strip
joints
is not... Yeah.
No, wild woman, right. The Lord is my blessing. I accepted the Lord Jesus, and I'll tell you right now, without him and his input in my life with the Holy Spirit, I would be falling apart. With Valerie beside me and my Lord,
we can accomplish
anything. And if we don't make it big or small or anything, it's irrelevant because we know where we're going.
Absolutely. Now, you guys are a great team when it comes to writing songs. What's in the mix? I mean, what are you guys working on? You got to give us a hint, no?
What was our new one we're working on now? Oh, yes. There are many beautiful love stories, but ours is my favorite.
There are many beautiful love stories, and ours is our favorite?
But ours is my favorite.
Right.
Our favorite.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So
we're working on a ballad.
So where are you playing next? Where's your next gig, Bobby?
Oh, I got a new song we're coming out, too. It's called I Don't Want a Mansion in the Mountains. I Just Want a Shack Up in the Hills.
Oh, really?
Okay.
And you're a religious man. You should not be saying that in front of your wife.
My wife told me to say that.
Shame on you, Val.
He always says that.
Bobby, where are you playing next?
Okay.
Where's your next gig?
We have liberties, you know, as a Christian. Okay. I'm performing in Sarasota with the Sarasota Pops Orchestra on the 12th and 13th of November.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I think it's sold out. It is sold out.
What about, you talked about Lowe's. Are you still playing at Lowe's?
I'm not positive, but to anyone that would like to go on Saturday, they're having an honoring all the firemen, the firefighters, some of the police, and they'll have rides for the kids, trick-or-treat things, and it'll be an all-day thing outside. Vendors. And I might be performing Heroes. It's a possibility. But it'd be nice to go there and have the kids go there and wear costumes
and support
the firemen and our heroes.
Well, okay. Hey, listen, guys, thank you so much.
It's been a wonderful show.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the air. We're going to take a quick commercial break, folks. Keep listening. We'll be right back with that and much more on the Ameritech Connection.
I wanted to say that.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ameritech Community Management is a local management company servicing the Tampa Bay area for over 20 years. We are proud of our company and continue to provide professional and courteous service to our clients. After 20 years, we still manage our very first community association. If you are in need of a top-notch community management team for your property, give us a call today, 727-726-8000. That's 727-726-8000. Or visit our website at ameritechcompanies.com.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Not you, the hot one.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Aren't you that lady that's on that radio show called the Ameritech Connection?
Why, yes, I am. We're live every Thursday at 5 p.m. on Tan Talk Radio Network. Right, Mike?
That's right, Sharon. Live in a condo or homeowners association? Do you have issues? How about questions? We cover it all and more. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m.
What time again?
That's 5 p.m. every Thursday on Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
Well, that wraps up our show for today. Sharon and I both would like to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, without you, Ameritech has no connection.
That's so true. And we also appreciate all the feedback and all the listeners that take the time to call in and ask the questions. So don't forget, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection on the Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
And if you're looking for a good property management company, look no further. Give us a call at Ameritech. I promise you, you won't be sorry. We would greatly appreciate the opportunity to become your next property management company.
So don't forget, every Thursday between 5 and 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk again next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.